This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to another show of Nolan Financial Radio. I am Chris McKinney, and I'm from Nolan Financial Partners. You can reach out to us at 719-210-4242. If you want to learn more about us, go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while you're there, you can go to our radio page, check out our past shows. You can also figure out how to check out our podcast. We have them on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find the Nolan Financial Radio Show. So today we're going to talk about financial security. It's really big topic right now after a couple of banks recently went down. Is your money secure? Do you have financial security? We're going to talk about that in a couple of different ways from the side of the banks and one from a side of just how you get there, right? Because that's the important thing is how do you get the financial security? But before we get to that, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who always looks good on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's great to be here with you and our listeners out there. Thank you so much. I love being on Financial Rock Radio with Chris McKinney. I love that. You're listening to Financial Rock Radio with Chris McKinney. I've always wanted to say that. It sounds like you've got a great show lined up for us. I mean, financial security, hot topic with the banking crisis, the Fed raising interest rates again, inflation, interest rates, and the banking crisis and market volatility and fluctuations. It sounds like another perfect storm. So it's good that we dissect this and that you let us know what's going on out there, how it's affecting our overall economics and finances, as well as our personal finances and what we can do for financial well-being when all these things are happening. And that's what you do for your clients. And that's what you do is formulate these plans. So I'm excited about this one. But first and most importantly, we already mentioned your glasses in our last episode, but you're looking good. For our viewers, you got to check out the show on YouTube because Chris has some new glasses that are killer. It literally took 10 years off his life. It's amazing. But how are you doing, Chris? Have you been keeping busy?
Been staying very busy. We've mainly been taking care of our clients that we have right now, getting them into shoring up their plans, right? They're like, hey, sure, you know, let's review this and where are we? And you know, and taking care of some of our clients that have recently turned 64. And so they're like, hey, I want to retire soon. I want to stop this work thing. And so what do we do? How do I do that?
Right. Right.
And so that's where a financial planner can really help people out and get feeling that security that they have the money to retire. They're going to be okay. And they have a full plan for that.
Yeah, you're not only a financial planner, you're a retirement planner. I mean, that's why we do the things we do. And that's why we have accounts like 401ks and IRAs, isn't it?
Right, right. Yeah. So it's all about having that feeling that you can get to retirement and have enough money you need. And then once you get there, it's feeling that, okay, I've created this big nest egg of money. I have all this money. I have all these assets. And then, okay, can I stop working and adding to them and now start spending them?
Yeah.
And so that's a whole different change of how you are going to manage your money because now you're not managing input, you're managing output. So it's like turning the valve all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And I think that makes perfect sense. So what about everybody's been talking about the bank crisis and, you know, it's somewhat ongoing. It seems like it started with SVB, right?
Yeah. So SVB and then also Signature Bank. Yeah.
Credit Suisse.
Credit Suisse got bought up by UBS.
Yeah.
So there's no impact to that as far as the depositors go or anything goes. Now, the investors, that if anybody had an investor, their investors in Credit Suisse, now they took a fall.
Yeah, big one.
Big one. Not the people that bank there, right?
Right.
Just the investors. And investment money is always has that a risk. Everybody knows their risk. People that invest in banks understand those risks. So, but most people don't invest in banks because of that, right?
And the volatility,
Their volatility.
Because they saw what happened in 2008.
Well, and then they don't have, they're not like GE, a large company. They don't have that those kind of assets, right? If everybody pulls their money out of the bank, then the bank doesn't have any assets. They don't They don't own anything.
So yeah, if there's a run on the bank, it's done.
It's done. And so it goes from whatever the share price was, $50 a share, to zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what we've seen with SVB and some others. So, yeah, that's too bad. And I've heard rumblings about a couple other big banks, Deutsche Bank and things like that. So hopefully there won't be a run on banks at this
point. Right. Well, and it all goes to the worldwide inflation and how the governance of those banks has been going on between the their government and them, whether they were required, how they're required to hold their deposits. And that was what SVB's problem was. They went from, in 2018, they had $50 billion in deposits. And at the end of 2022, they had $210 billion in deposits. So they grew so fast and they put all that money into long-term bonds.
Yikes.
And then the long-term bonds lost money.
Lost value.
If they could have held the bonds to maturity, that would not have been a problem. But when the depositors say, hey, I want my money back, then they had to sell all those bonds at a loss to try to cover. And they lost billions of dollars on the sale of those bonds. And then that created the investment side to go to nothing. And then everybody started running on the bank and it just...
And SVB wasn't a small bank either, obviously, with $210 billion.
16th largest bank.
Wow.
The 16th largest bank. But they weren't a big bank not that long ago. I just think they grew too fast and they didn't know how to do it. And then they didn't have... So one of the things that some financial planners do for clients is they build a ladder, a bond ladder. And so they have bonds that mature at different times throughout their retirement. And then when they mature, then they get to spend them. Mm-hmm. Well, SVB didn't have that. They had all their bonds maturing in 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
So they were
stuck. Yeah. Yeah, they should have talked to you first. They should have had a financial advisor like yourself who said,
"Oh yeah,
hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket," right?
That's right, because there are other places that they could have put that money.
Right.
That would have been safe. They could have earned a little money on it, so that they could pay their depositors, you know, little interest rates, and pay for the bank's operations, and would have been fine.
Yeah.
They made bad decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad for the people who, you know, had money there, but it looks like they might be covered by the government and other sources. Yep. So the government only covers, though, up to $250,000 for a single individual, the FDIC. Right.
And so that, let's back off from, that's not the government. That's FDIC.
Oh, that's the Fed. Yeah, that's the
federal. Yeah, so this is the FDIC. Is not government money. That money that's in the FDIC comes from the banks. They have to pay that an insurance premium to FDIC to cover that those deposits. And so FDIC is covering everybody's deposits in there. They're going to get so a lot of companies had their payroll through their large companies, right? Had moved to SVB to manage their payrolls. A lot of startups have their money there that have really grown over the last 5 years, especially after COVID hit and changed some of our economics. It moved us to online even more than we were before because people were at home.
Yeah.
And so all these companies that do online things were making bank. And then that's where they got a lot of their money from, from these companies.
Yeah.
So FDIC insures your deposits in all banks. Okay. That's how that works. Now, credit unions are not insured by FDIC, okay? They are insured by the National Credit Union Association. And so that insurance fund is a giant pot of money, and it's drawn from the credit unions just like FDIC draws money from those banks. But then if one of those credit unions fails, then the National Credit Union Association insurance fund will make the creditor, the depositors whole.
Yeah.
So if you're in, you're covered as well in credit unions, if you have money in a credit union. Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make people feel
that's
secure.
Good. We have a little visitor here. Sorry. I, in the corner, Enzo, come here. He keeps pushing on me.
Oh, what a cute
you
dog.
See a little nose in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hey, buddy.
That's Enzo. Enzo's a good boy. Yeah.
Enzo, he's wagging his tail. He's happy.
Yeah, he's happy because I said his name.
Because I see, you see what happened is I stopped paying attention to him for 2 seconds.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure. Yeah. You can't. It has to be. It's all the time. It's all or nothing. You know,
we have pets to make us feel good, and he's just making you feel good.
Uh-huh. He is. He always does. He is great. But back to what you were saying in our topic at hand, I'm glad you explained how that works, the insurance and how that's covered. You know, so I what I hear you saying, though, is don't panic, right?
People
don't
panic.
Need to panic. Yeah.
90%, probably more than 90% of all depositors have less money deposited in banks than that they are insured for in those banks. And I would say that if you have over $250,000 in a bank, and they were a client of mine, I'd say, we need to invest that money and make some money with it because banks don't give you much money for deposits.
No, you're not going to make a whole lot on money that's sitting in a bank. Even in some of the things banks offer, it's the interest is pretty low if they do pay interest, but compared to other things. Yeah. I mean, you want some safety, and if people have money in the bank because they think it's safe, there were some depositors at SVB that had more than $250,000 with that bank. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, the guy that started the run tried to withdraw $10 billion.
Yeah. Why would you put so? And you've had individuals come to you, and a lot of those might have been companies or obviously different situations, but you've had people come to you for financial advice, you and Tara, and they meet with you, Chris, and they when they come to you, they either have everything in the market or everything in a bank. You've had that happen, right?
Yeah, we've had people show up with more than $250,000 in the bank.
In one bank because
they didn't have a plan for it, and they got this money through maybe an inheritance or some other kind of benefit. Just came to them, or they were saving it up and they just, didn't know what to do with it. And so we find things to do with it where you're going to create a better financial situation for yourself. We recommend people save 15% of their earnings, and that is to fight off all the things that detract from our money. Like inflation, technology changes, obsolescence, taxes, the things that make our money less valuable. We've got to put the money into a place where it's going to fight those factors.
Sure.
If we put our money in a place that's going to fight those factors, then we can be secure in retirement. If it's sitting in a bank, it's not going to keep up with inflation. It's not going to keep up with any of the factors individually, not much less the accumulated amount of those factors.
Yeah.
So we've got to get that money into a place that is going to create more financial security for you.
Right. And that's huge. Obviously.
Yeah.
So I think that people need to understand that their assets need to be diversified. And you hear that word in the financial world, you know, right. my assets are diversified. I've got some in stocks and some in bonds, right? Or I've got some in a savings account and some in a checking account and some in a CD. No, that's not diversification. You need balance between a lot of different things, or not a lot, but a few different things. Right. And, you know, that way when a 2022 hits or the beginning of this year with the banking crisis, you're not affected or you're not as affected. All your money isn't locked up. It's not in a place like that. And a lot of people out there are going, well, where is safety? And there are other options for safety. I mean,
there are other options for safety. And so there's places you can put your money and they can still be insured even that you can get a much better rates than sitting at a bank. They actually have higher insurance amounts in other places.
Yeah.
Like $300,000, $600,000 that you can put your money and it earns more money than a bank. And it's insured for more money. So let's talk about those.
Well, yeah,
we're not going to talk about them today because this is such an individual topic. But I want to talk to our clients about those all the time.
Yeah. You need a diversity. You need some in growth in stocks. You need some in more safer managed stocks. You need some in bonds, perhaps, and some, you know, emergency fund in the bank. But not large amounts in a bank because you need to, you know, have growth and things, but you need money where it's accessible and you need insurance products like cash value insurance is one thing I know we'll talk about in another show. And one thing I noticed, and I read an article on this, banks fail from time to time, and it happened in 2008. We had a run on banks. It's happening now. But you know what's never, ever happened? An insurance company has never missed a death payout or annuity payment, ever.
Insurance companies do not fail.
No, they don't. No. They can't because by law, they have to have at least, I think, 105 to 110% of what your money. So if I've given an insurance company $500,000 or they have $1 million benefit for me, if I pass away, they've got to have, a 10% more than that to back it up.
And so when I tell people that, they bring up AIG and I'm like, okay, the AIG where they had problems was on their mortgage side.
Yeah.
Not their life insurance.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with life insurance or annuities or any of those. Annuity payment has ever failed or not been there for someone from an insurance company.
Yeah. They're so financially.
I'm not pro insurance and anti-bank. That's not what I'm saying. They each serve their purpose. And for some people, you know, you got to diversify, right? That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Right.
You've got to diversify and you've got to have your money so that some of it is safe from market downturns.
As long as you work with a legitimate, I mean, you don't want to go to just anybody shelling out insurance, you know, shilling insurance. you want to go to a financial advisor who can look at your investments, who can look at your Social Security, who can look at what you have in the bank, help you get an emergency fund together, help you with CDs, and help you with insurance products. And if they, and I know you as independent advisors, you look at all the different insurance companies out there and only have your clients work with the top rated insurance companies,
top rated with the best contracts.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's the difference right there. So where do we want to go on this financial, what do we need to do to be financially secure?
Well, first, Tony, people have to call me. So our listeners on the radio need to call me at 719-210-4242. Go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. Check us out there. But if you want to set up that complimentary consultation, call us at 719-210-4242. Mention the radio show And we have set aside complimentary consultations for people that call off the radio show. So the thing that I want to start with now is the definition of financial security, because this is about financial security. This bank run, all these things, this is about the collapse of feeling good about where your money is sitting, right? So financial security, what is that to you? It's about having enough money to absorb financial shocks, reach all your savings goals, make choices that allow you to enjoy your life. Financial security is important because it keeps financial stress to a minimum and helps you feel in control of your future. You can also call this financial well-being because it's about how you, a lot of it's about how you feel. And that's what made SVB go down, was people felt bad about it. There's a run on it. And so they went away.
Yep.
You need to feel good about your finances. You need to have a good financial well-being so that you know what you're doing.
Well, I know you have a list of things to have financial well-being. We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left, got to jump. I know we got to jump right into those and kind of go down the list and mention some of those.
So we're going to start with an emergency fund. That's the place you should start. You had enough money in your emergency fund so you can pay about 3 months of expenses. Now, an easy way to calculate is just figure out how much you earn and start with about 3 months. And then if you get to 3 months, maybe you get to 6 months, whatever starts to feel good for you. But at least 3 months of your salary needs to be in an emergency fund so that you can weather a storm if you don't have a job anymore, or just have some kind of problem with a vehicle that costs a lot of money. Maybe the HVAC goes out in your house. You need that emergency fund so that you're not putting that onto a credit card and then paying 20% interest on something you should have to pay 20% interest on.
Yeah.
So the next one is save for retirement. Okay. So once you get your emergency fund in place, start saving for retirement. Make sure that you're getting your matching in a 401k at your work. If you don't have a 401k at work, then you need to start your own personal savings account for retirement. That can be through Roth, IRA, those kind of things. That's where if you're self-employed, then there's a lot of really neat retirement savings things that you can take advantage of through the IRS code. Please see a financial planner. Okay, so the next one is going to be getting out of debt. So we're going through these fast now here. Stay with us. Getting out of debt. What does that mean? Well, it means paying off credit cards. And then the next thing is, after you've paid off your credit cards, is maybe pay a little bit more on those loans on maybe a car. Okay. We really don't see that much advantage in paying additional amounts on your mortgage. It's how you feel about that. And so you can kind of figure out what the numbers are, but get out of all your bad debt, which is credit cards and car loans. Okay. So the next one is, live in an expense account that you can afford, okay? Create a spending plan for your money. How much money each month is going to go into your emergency fund? How much money is going to go into your retirement accounts? How much money is going to go into the various things that you do that are what we call extracurricular, your fun things? You know, have a spending plan for that. And if you go over, don't beat yourself up about it. Just figure it out. Create a new spending plan that meets what your goals are, okay? And then, so if you're having a hard time getting these things done, maybe you need to earn more money, okay?
Yeah, true.
Get a better job. Start shopping around.
Ask for a raise.
Yeah. So, you probably are pretty good at your job. So maybe you need to earn more money. I recently had a client she stayed with the same company and said, I want to make more money. She's in her mid-60s, and guess what? They gave her more money because she was so valuable to what they were doing. And she says, hey, I need more money. And with inflation and everything, companies are starting to make more money on their assets, right?
Yeah.
So they can afford to spend more money on their employees.
Right.
So ask for more money, especially in this high inflation environment, right?
Agreed.
So, the other thing that you could do is earn some money from passive income. Okay. So what?
Yeah. What passive do you mean income? By that? Yeah.
Yeah. Things that you don't have to spend time on that can make you money while you're not doing it. Okay. Some examples are real estate. So I own some real estate. A lot of my clients own real estate. Real estate gives you passive income. This is a big list. So if you didn't catch it all, give me a call and I will send it to you. Okay. Call me or find me through our website. Call me at 719-210-4242. Go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com, and I can get you this list. We can set up a complimentary consultation so that we can explore your specific things and how to get to financial security.
Yeah, there you go. Great show today. We're out of time, but that was a great list. And that's basically what you and Tara do for your clients is that list. That's part of the financial planning and financial security. That's how you can become financially secure. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Join us again next time for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com. Tara Nolan and Tara Nolan Advisory Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.